You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Notice, too, there's no correction for the faithful church. But he's not done blessing them. He says, because you have done this, I'm going to do this. And that is, I will keep you from. From is the Greek word ek, E-K. It's a preposition that means, all right, wait for it. It means out of. Out of. That's right. The Lord Jesus promises the last remaining faithful church on earth that he will keep them out of the hour of trial. That's going to test or try the whole world. Like that old saying, you know, try me. The Lord Jesus responds to that boastful pride with, okay, I will. Another great promise. And then, regardless of your eschatological point of view, pre, mid, post-trib, whatever, out you go. Out of this world. All this and more is promised by the Son of God to the faithful church. The Lord Jesus promises the faithful church he will keep them out of the hour of testing which will come upon the whole world. To everyone else, indeed, will be tested or tried. Like a used car, right? In a parking lot. It's going to try everyone in the whole world. So I ask you, what church do you want to join today? Verse 11. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have so that no one can take your crown. Imagine that, someone trying to take your crown. The context here doesn't imply Satan here as the culprit, but rather people. This rotten world will try to take your crown in a heartbeat, friends. Listen to these believers who had someone or something steal their crown. Let me read this text to you here. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. Look at all the people that can steal your crown if you let them. It's not Satan, it's people and Satan. Of course, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he that receives the seed by the wayside. But he who receives a seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. But when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. So you got Satan that'll steal your crown if you don't understand. You've got, number two, tribulation can steal your crown if you let it. That is, if you don't abide under the hand of God when you're undergoing trials in your life. Number three, persecution can steal your crown. Number four, worldly cares can steal your crown. He says, when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles or is offended. Now, he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. The Greek word there for cares of this world is the anxieties of this age. It's the fourth thing that will try to steal your crown. The anxieties of this age. Yeah. And number five was the deceitfulness of riches. I didn't say money, but the deceitfulness of riches. Thinking you don't need anything because you're rich, or thinking you're okay because of how much money you have. We're going to see next week the grave errors of that. These are the things the Son of Man, these are things the Son of God warns the faithful church to beware of. I could add number six to that too, and that would be evil company. Evil company, 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil company corrupts good morals. Bad people can steal your crown. Having people around you, you shouldn't have around you. Hanging around people, you shouldn't hang around. You can catch what they have and get infected. Okay, let's move on. He who does the will of God and pleases him is a member of the faithful church. Again, let me say to all the members of the faithful church that the entire universe is on your side and working for you. The wind, the sea, the rain, the sun, the moon, and the stars. As much as they were against the prophet Jonah for going against God, these things are for you when you are members of the faithful church and carry out his will. Friends, you are immortal until your work on earth is done, or until the Lord comes back, whatever comes first. You leaving or his coming back. But you are immortal here. All of this is promised to the faithful church. Our last verse here today is verse 12. He that overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. Imagine that, a pillar in the temple. Pillars don't move, right? Now, everyone was moving out of this town. There was earthquakes many times. There was Christians running from people all the time because of all the evil. He's saying, oh, that's not going to happen anymore. You're not going to have to run because of the next earthquake or because of the next fool out here that's trying to kill you because of my name. But I'm going to make you a pillar in the house of God. You will abide forever in the temple of God. Forever. No one can take you out. Imagine that. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Where is that? Isn't that Psalm 23? As for New Jerusalem, let's cast just a real quick glimpse of this heavenly city. If you want to turn there to chapter 21, same book, says, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There will be no more pain. for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountains of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. Boy, let's just take that verse home with us today, shall we? Of all the things you could inherit, let's take this one home with us today for everyone as a member of the faithful church. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. And, he's not done yet. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. Hallelujah. This is the faithful church. How can you join this church? Be faithful. Be faithful. Think about it. What's the opposite of faithful? You said it. Say it again. Unfaithful. Like James 4:4, where it says, You adulterers, unfaithful, right? And adulteresses. Do you not know the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's what the Holy Spirit considers. All those that buddy up and are friends with this world, he calls you, me, whoever's going to do this, an adulterer and adulteress. That's the opposite of faithful. To join and be a member of the faithful church is to be faithful. Love the Lord. Don't compromise. And don't give up. And again, let me read to you one more time. These first couple verses here. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits. Notice the progression of this person. He's gone from walking to standing to sitting. When he's contemplating sin. You see, he's walking and sin's all around you as you're walking. And then he's standing, you know. Now he's going to give it a little more thought. And then before you know it, now he's sitting down. And he's made the progression. He's gone from faithful to unfaithful. You got to keep on walking through this and don't stop. Don't stop. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Don't let this stop you, but carry on what you're doing for Jesus. Don't let the sin which so easily ensnares us wrap around your ankles and trip you up.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5